Myself and the leaders were struck in the last few weeks by the reality that what we have been in over the last 9 months was a letter written by a pastor, for lack of a better word, to a church that he was a part of. And in the spirit of Philippians, to wrap up the series, I wrote you a letter, if that's okay. Now, to clarify, my letter is not God-breathed, okay? It's John Mark-breathed, and there is a cosmic difference. But on behalf kind of the leadership of the church, all the guys and men and women, but in particular the pastors and elders who love you and care about you more than you know, we wrote you a letter. And if it's okay, I'm going to read that out loud. Is that okay? And then it should hit the e-weekly and all that stuff tomorrow morning. But for right now, here we go. Letter to you guys. Here we go. To all God's people in Portland. To the rough and rowdy crew that is Solid Rock, to the young and the old, the urban and the suburban, the hipsters, the hippies, the stay-at-home moms, the doctors, the lawyers, the people in Southeast who turn backyards into farms, to all those listening online, the college students' gatherings in dorms with friends, the girl from Germany who sends me that spicy mustard sauce you can't get in the States. I don't have the heart to tell her I became a vegetarian and don't eat bratwurst anymore. The kids in Brazil who put Spanish subtitles under the video podcast, gracias, mis amigos. To the hundreds of you who have been baptized over the last 8 years, and those of you who have been walking with Jesus longer than I have been alive, and to every last one of you who make up my family in this city and around the world, grace and peace. By grace, I don't just mean unearned favor. I mean the empowering presence of God, like oxygen in your lungs, filling you up with joy and spilling out into the world. And by peace, I don't just mean the absence of conflict, like that's going to happen. I mean so much more, a deep sense that God is with you, that it's going to be okay, that King Jesus is going to put it all back together again. Now, to start things off, I want you to know that every time I think about you, I thank God for you. I can't believe that I get to be a part of this church. I know we have issues, every church has issues, but you guys are the real deal. I've never seen a more Jesus-loving, passionate, generous, up-for-it church than you, and I love you. I'm with Paul when he said, in all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel. That's what we are. Partners. We're in this together. I know it's been a long, hard year, but we've seen so much happen. We've seen well over 150 missional communities started. Well done. From that, we've seen a brand new church planted in the Sunset area. And from that, we've seen over 200 baptisms in the last 11 months alone. We've grown from one church in one location to a family of churches all over the city. And this is just the beginning. My favorite line in Paul's letter to the Philippians is chapter 1, verse 6, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of King Jesus. Like Paul, I'm confident that the exact same creator God who spoke the universe into existence is at work in this church and in this city, and he's not done. There is so much work left to be done. A recent study said that we live in the least Christian city in America. We're going to see that change. We're going to see hundreds of you get into missional communities and live out the gospel in your neighborhood, your workplace, your school, your gym, your coffee shop, because it's not about the guy up on the stage on the weekend. It's about the Spirit of Jesus in you on the streets of this city. The Spirit of God, the active, dynamic presence of God is in every last one of you, and you have what it takes. You have the Spirit. You have the power to see your neighborhood wake up to the gospel of Jesus. Do you believe that? Because it's true. And I believe that in the coming months and years, we're going to see a move of God in our city. We've been praying for it for years with Seven, and we're starting to see the first wave, scores at baptisms, unprecedented unity in the churches. But my friends, the best is yet to come, because with Jesus, the best is always yet to come. But we have to stay humble. It's the only way we're going to stay unified, on the same page, and a force to be reckoned with. Don't forget Paul's words. Let nothing be done out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking out to your own interests, but each of you to the interest of others. We can't let this become about personalities or preferences. We can't be consumers. This is not about you or me. This is about Jesus at work in and through his people. We have to become givers, a self-giving community, just like what we see in God, giving himself in and through Jesus. And when I say givers, I don't just mean giving our money. Yes, that's true for sure. We need to grow as a church in the area of generosity in order for this thing to keep growing. And it's happening. The last 2 weeks' offerings were amazing. Thank you. Don't stop. Don't forget that it's all God's, every penny, and giving is an act of worship. But we need to give more than our money. We need to give our time to our neighbors and our coworkers and our family and our friends who don't know the living God, to share our life with those who are far from the life of Jesus. We have to give all that we are, and it's not going to be easy. Jesus said that up front, but it is going to be good. My plan is to spend the rest of my life in this city, shoulder to shoulder with you, working for the kingdom come. Are you in for that? To close, here's the most important thing. We have to stay focused on Jesus. What we think about matters. Paul made that crystal clear. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, you know the list. Our minds should be filled up with all that is good and beautiful in the world. Paul is calling you and me to look out on the world and celebrate the goodness of God in all creation. We should be a people who celebrate. I want to become a guy like Paul. He's in prison, and not only is he content, but he's filled with joy, because contentment and joy aren't found in more money or more stuff or a new living situation or a new spouse. It's found in the King. And what could be more good or more beautiful than Jesus? He is true. He is noble. He is right. He is life in flesh and blood. Anything else, no matter how good, is scubalon. It's a word I can't say in church. It's nothing compared to knowing Jesus. And we need to stay focused, borderline obsessed with Jesus, because he is what this church is all about, which is why I'm going to rip off Paul for my ending. May the grace, the empowering presence of the Lord Jesus, the King of the world, be with your spirit. Amen.